Now for some news items. The Queen's birthday is coming up, and there are celebrations in Norwich. Also in the news is the Plantation Garden on Earlham Road, with the appearance of a hole, not unlike the hole in Earlham Road which swallowed a bus all those years ago. And that followed news that the garden has been awarded a lottery grant. However, respect dictates that we start with the Queen. Grand plans for how the city will mark the Queen's 90th birthday next week have been revealed. A series of events is being staged in the city on Thursday the 21st to celebrate the monarch's landmark birthday, and organisers have urged the public to get involved. The centrepiece of the festivities will be a public event held outside the City Hall, which will be specially floodlit. Crowds are encouraged to turn up to wave their Union Jacks for the occasion, which will see a beacon lit in the Queen's honour. Meanwhile, a tea party will be held, hosted by Lord Mayor Brenda Arthur, for all those in the city born on the same day as the monarch. Norwich City Council, which is organising the celebrations, has called for all those marking their 90th birthday on April 21st and who wish to attend the tea party to get in touch. They have until Monday to put their names down for the event. Crowds are encouraged to be in place in front of the City Hall by 6:30 p.m. for the main event, although St. Peter's Street will be closed from around 4 p.m. on the day.
Investigations are continuing after a gaping 20-foot hole forced a hotel to be cordoned off and the evacuation of Norwich's Plantation Garden. The hole, believed to be caused by the collapse of an old mining tunnel beneath the ground, opened up at the side of the Plantation Hotel in Earlham Road recently. Fears for the structure of the hotel led to a cordon being put up around it. A large crack was visible near the main entrance and a nearby window was pushed out of alignment. Surveyors from CNC Building Control found the cracks extended from the Grade 2 listed hotel across the car park and into a medieval wall of the Plantation Garden next door. That led to a decision to evacuate the gardens. Police were called to the scene and five people in the gardens, including a family of four, had to leave. The gardens were closed with police tape over the gates and will remain so until at least next week. Anglian Water attended but confirmed it was not an issue with their equipment. The location is just a stone's throw away from where a double-decker bus fell into a sinkhole in Earlham Road in 1988, making headlines around the world.
It is one of Norwich's hidden horticultural gems, and now the Plantation Garden is benefiting from a £38,800 grant. The Plantation Garden Preservation Trust, which looks after the city beauty spot, has announced that it has received the money from the Heritage Lottery Fund for a new project called Experience and Understanding the Plantation Garden. Over the next year, the Trust, with support from partners including the University of East Anglia, Friends of Earlham Cemetery, and Avenue Junior School, we'll be working to improve access to parts of the garden that are currently blocked off, and also develop a range of new initiatives inspired by the garden's history, natural habitat, and learning opportunities for younger people. Essential repairs will be made to the East Bank boundary wall, which will see the reopening of the garden's upper perimeter walk. The many other activities taking place will include themed projects for school children, the documenting of the garden's wild plants, fungi and insect life, and the compiling of an authoritative account of the Plantation Garden's unique place in garden design history. There'll be lots of opportunities for volunteers to get involved. The Plantation Garden is open every day from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Entry costs £2 and is free for children and members of the Plantation Garden Preservation Trust.
An £18.9 million care village on the edge of Norwich will open its doors next week, with more than 100 people due to move from four care homes which are shutting. Construction work on care company Norse Care's 80-bed specialist dementia care home and a 92-apartment housing with care scheme at Three Score site at Beauthorpe started in August 2014. Residents from Norwich care homes, Heathfield, Mountfield, Summerley and Philadelphia House will start moving into the care village from Monday. Bosses say that those care homes all date back to the 1970s and their age means that they're not up to standards, while the care village features modern facilities and homes. Ms. Knight said, This is a stunning building and we're delighted that residents and tenants will soon be able to move into their new homes. The project has gone incredibly smoothly for something of its size and complexity.
An investigation is underway after arsonists targeted an unused hospital building on the edge of the city. About 16 firefighters fought to control the blaze at Norwich Community Hospital on Beauthorpe Road on Wednesday evening. Three fire engines were called to the scene at 6:30 p.m. and spent about 1.5 hours to bring the fire under control. It is believed the incident was started by someone who forced their way into the building through a window. The fire took place in a redundant section of the hospital and was mostly contained in one room, but there were significant smoke damage for the corridor of the building and the neighbouring rooms. A large pile of linen had caught fire and had to be brought out of the building to be hosed down by fire crews. There are also signs of vandalism elsewhere in the building, with a sink smashed in one of the toilets.